From NPR and WBEZ Chicago, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm heaven-sent anchorman Bill Curtis. And here's your host at the Chase Bank Auditorium in downtown Chicago, Peter Sagal.
Thank you, Bill. Thanks, everybody. Thank you so much. We have a wonderful show for you today. We've got legendary TV mom, Mrs. Brady herself, Florence Henderson. She'll be coming on later to play our games. The only question is what we are going to talk about with her other than the fact that the guy who played Greg Brady, her son on the show, called her a, quote, white hot babe. We've got about half an hour to think of something. In the meantime, we'll be happy to hear your unnerving confessions while you play our game. The number to call is 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Let's welcome our first listener contestant. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi.
Well, hello, who's this?
This is Paige.
Hello, Paige. How are you?
I'm great. I'm calling from Brooklyn.
Hey, how are things in Brooklyn?
Brooklyn is really hip.
I've heard. What do you do there in Brooklyn?
I'm a psychiatrist.
Oh, I bet there's lots of work.
There is.
Do people come in wearing beards and skinny jeans? And
Not the people I treat.
Oh, okay, all right. I'm just imagining somebody come in and going, Doctor, I feel I'm a cliche. Paige, welcome to our show. Let me introduce you to our panel this week. First up, a comedian opening for Hannibal Buress, November 7th in New York City. It's Brian Babylon.
Hey, Paige.
Hi, Brian.
Next, the syndicated advice columnist behind Ask Amy, Amy Dickinson, is here. And an author whose latest book, Alpha Better Juice, is now out in paperback. It's Roy Blunt Jr. So, Paige, you'll start us off, of course, with Who's Bill This Time. As is now tradition, Bill Curtis will create for you three quotations from the week's news. If you can correctly identify or explain two of them, you will win our prize. The voice of scorekeeper emeritus Carl Castle on your voicemail at home. You ready to play?
Yes.
All right. Here is your first quote.
He's not an Ebola expert.
That was White House Press Secretary Josh Earnest talking about the man who the White House has put in charge of what?
Ebola.
Exactly right. The White House has given in to pressure and selected an Ebola czar, a man named Ron Klain. He has no medical training, but he has experience handling uncontrollable, dangerous outbreaks because he used to work with Joe Biden. The White House says that Mr. Klain, the Ebola czar, will be there in part to quell the panic about Ebola, but he will remain largely behind the scenes. Asked why he won't be out there with the public, the White House said, "Are you kidding? There's Ebola out there!"
Ebola czar sounds like a Venezuelan shortstop.
Ebola czar.
And you know, this will never happen. So, I mean, in another world, if a woman, God forbid, were ever chosen to, like, head something like this.
Wait, yeah. There's never been a lady czar?
Of course not.
Wow, rude.
Of course not.
It would be
but
a czarina.
Would they call her a czarina?
No,
I hope so.
A czarina.
Yeah. If it was a child, it would be a czardine. All right, Paige, here is your next quote.
All right.
Hey, don't touch my girlfriend.
That was one of many people showing no respect at all to what important person this week?
I have no idea.
Well,
can I get a hint?
This person was voting near his home in Chicago when somebody shouted that at him.
Oh, President Obama.
Yes, indeed,
voting.
President Obama was voting. It is tough to be the president these days. Nobody wants to be seen with him, especially Democrats running for office. He's only campaigned in places where he's welcomed, like Maryland and Illinois. Malia and Sasha are now registered Republicans.
Oh.
Well, you know, they're rebellious teens. Things got so bad for President Obama this week that he is now the one person the Secret Service won't just let right into the White House.
I thought that the president handled that voting thing. Most people would just say, huh? But he went right along with it and scored some points off the guy. It was almost as if he gets this a lot. You know, it's like, here's somebody else telling me not to touch it.
This is what happened. We should talk about this. So like I said, he was in Chicago. He was early. He went to cast an early ballot, and he was standing there.
next to a woman, young woman, and a guy yelled, "Hey, don't touch my girlfriend." How far has he fallen? Back in 2008, people were shouting, "Please touch my girlfriend."
So do you think, what can he do? Do you think if he did, like, if he went back to, like...
Dancing with the Stars.
Or, because, you know, he has a, like, little gray in that. What if he did one of those, like, you know...
Just for men.
That's blacken the hair back up. Get a little fresh face Obama. You know what I'm saying? That might work.
The amazing thing is he is the sitting president. He was elected by the largest margins of any president, two-term president in history. And nobody wants to do anything to do with him. Members of his own party. A lot of his former supporters are now taking extreme measures to avoid him. For example, Renee Zellweger got a disguise. All right, Paige, you still have one more question for your last one.
Yes.
Here's a series of quotes from a legend of newspapering.
"You effed up big time."
And?
"File under a-holes."
And?
"If you spit in my face, you would regret it."
That shy, understated newspaper man passed away this week. Who was it?
Ben Bradley.
Yes, indeed, Ben Bradley. Paige, is there somebody there whispering answers to you?
No, I was whispering to myself.
Oh, certainly. So you're saying,
self-diagnosis.
You're saying that you talk to yourself,
no,
you have, like, different voices in your...
I started a newspaper, and I started saying, "Ben Bradley, Ben Bradley."
Yeah, okay.
Uh-huh.
And then did another voice say, "No, it's not, shut up!" And you just
Well, I do talk to people who hear voices a lot.
Anyway, yes, Ben Bradley, the legendary newspaper editor, died at his Washington home at the age of 93 this week, outliving the newspaper industry itself by about 5 years.
But those quotes, Peter, those quotes sounded like Dirty Harry.
He took no grief. He gave
amazing.
As good as he got. Everyone in newspaper journalism, and everybody over 50, which is more or less the same thing, went into mourning, saying Bradley would go down in history as the second most famous newspaper journalist of all time after Clark Kent.
So he was around when they used to have like two papers a day.
Yeah.
In the good old days.
In fact, when he took over the Washington Post in the mid-60s, they were being beaten every day by the Washington Star, the evening paper, which no longer exists.
Wow, two papers a day, huh?
Yeah, can you? Well, one of the reasons that people are so sad to see Ben Bradley go is that he represented an era when newspapers still mattered. Right. It's hard to imagine a day 50 years from now when we are mourning the great content providers of the earliest 21st century. BuzzFeed, I remember when they won the Pulitzer for their investigative piece, 19 Struggles Every Person with a Flat Butt Understands. Bill, how did Paige do in our quiz?
Paige is going to be able to tell all her patients that she did wonderfully. 3-0.
Nice.
Oh, thank you.
Thanks so much for playing, Paige.
Oh, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.